I forgot what my comment was going to be.
See, I told you, you should just go.
Yeah, it's just getting old. It's terrible. you have recommended in your council action sheet tabling this pending. So if we table this, we're going to be stacking issues on top of each other. So what's your recommendation?
It was just so you table it just long enough to address the closed session in the event that you want to hear that as part of your concern in addressing this issue.
I've served on the Personnel Committee for a number of years now, and one of the things that has come up is there is a liability to not going with the program in the sense that every time an employee list goes out, and we're constantly facing the fact that we're getting a dwindling number of candidates for it, that is a liability in terms of hiring people and having good people on staff for us. So although it's not a dollar and cents kind of thing, there is that hidden liability that if we don't, what does that mean in terms of hiring qualified people in the future?
Okay. Sorry, folks, but we should probably do our closed session. And I promise it to be as short as possible. So we'll move to G8. Yeah, okay. Is there a motion to table?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Until
the...
temporary.
Further in the meeting agenda. Following matter G8.
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. There's not a closed session. Oh, yeah, there is. Common Council, is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stats 19.851C? To consider employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data for a public employee over which the County Council has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. And 19.851F, considering financial, medical, social, or personal histories or disciplinary data of a specific person, which, if discussed in public, would likely have a substantial adverse effect upon the reputation of any person referenced to in such histories or data, and re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters.
So moved.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Rona.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye. Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. We are in closed session. We are going to take a 5-minute recess. It's 7:55. We're back in open session. We move back to item G7. We've discussed it ad nauseum. Is there a motion to approve the resolution of inclusion under Wisconsin retirement system? Authorize the clerk to execute such a document and direct staff to submit it to the ETF prior to the end of business on November 15th.
So move.
Second.
Discussion? Alderman Nelson.
No, that was the second.
Oh, second. Alderman LeBurg.
Just noting it includes the correction to the employee identification number and the insertion of the number of employees.
Okay.
So noted.
Madam Clerk, let's do a roll call.
Alderman Dandria.
No. Oh.
Alderman Mayer.
Yes.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Yes.
Alderman Taylor.
Yes.
Alderman Barber.
Yes.
Alderman Nelson.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Some people up here pulling pro employees.
Said
nobody said aye. Motion carries. 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstentions. We move back to the budget, item G1.
Ooh, Dandria. Yeah.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, this kind of came up because we. Yes?
Uh oh. 54. No, that's not correct. Sorry. I was going to give you a number, but it was wrong. I was including dispatch 54% in protective service.
We're on number item 1 now?
Yeah,
one.
But I was just backing up and giving you a cocktail conversation.
Oh,
right?
good.
54% of our employees are protective service. Sorry, Chris.
Ooh,
well, this relates to the favorite project, the Rawson Homes Water Main Relay and Storm Sewer Project, which we didn't end up going out for bid, and so that would have to be carried over, so I had a motion that probably needs to be made to amend the budget to encumber those funds. So the motion is that all capital improvement appropriations for the Rawson Homes Water, I can give this to you, Sandy, for the Rawson Homes Water Main Relay and Storm Sewer Project currently budgeted in the 2018 budget under approved projects be encumbered as a capital improvement approved project in the 2019 budget.
Second.
All those in favor?
One question. I did just in front of my place receive an email from Mr. Morrow to add funds, and I don't know what this exactly means because I don't know, and I'd have to refer to Paul on what the funding he's asking, because there's separate. He apparently needs more for the water main from his water budget, which the water department hasn't done theirs yet. So maybe the two of you can address if I need to add something based on this. It was placed in front of me.
So let's hold this. Mm-hmm. Withdraw your motion. Let them work it out and do it again.
Well, I think the motion is fine the way it stands. The thing is, do they need me to insert a different figure than the budget?
So let's vote on your motion and then they figure it out.
All right.
All those in favor of the motion, signify. Oh.
Procedurally, does that mean that that can come back before us, given that you passed the first one?
No, well, Mr. Moore will have to come with the bid prior to issuing a bid, and they'll come back with the bid responses for issuance of a contract, but it's an approved project.
I do have concerns that if we make the motion and we don't get the appropriate amount of budget money in that Mr. Morrow is asking for, then I guess we have to make another motion. So it would seem to me like it would be wise to just hear what the staff says because we can just amend the motion to insert that amount.
Well, we didn't officially get a vote because Alderman Barber's got his hand hanging up in the middle of it. So I think we're good. Okay. Mr. Roberto.
As a technical correction, if I heard everything you said correctly, instead of encumbered, because encumbered is an accounting term for when you already have something contracted for and we don't, so it would be the appropriation, but you would want expenditure and revenue appropriations, because if we just add the expenditure,
then there would be insufficient. And then what would happen?
Wait, that's not.
Oh, boy.
Oh. What would happen if... presumably, we're inserting both matching expenditure and revenue appropriations, and then that just creates the budget, and then it will come back to the Common Council, and if the contract comes, you'll have to make sure the matching revenue was there and the revenue showed up, and you could deal with the actual contract at that time. But so I believe if you change encumber to appropriation and make sure you're doing both expenditure and revenue...
The question I have is, he says, add $1.15 million and also add $1.15 million. And I don't know if that's the number that's in the 2018 budget, so I don't know where this is coming from, this email is coming from.
The suggested...
$1.15 is the total MMSD projects if MMSD blesses everything. As I tell Alderwoman Wilhelm, there's two pots of money from MMSD. So there's a green fund, and we fully anticipate that MMSD will approve the additional funding without reducing the scope. The PPII funding is the conversation with MMSD is we're going to ask for it all. If they will allow it, that's great. But we anticipate the likely scenario will be that they approve a lesser scope with a lesser amount of money, but they won't approve a larger scope. But we are going to ask for the same scope and larger amount of money. So the total of the two MMSD funds are $1.15 million, which that's what I emailed to Alderman Wilhelm earlier today, was the $1.15 million that would have to be added to the 2019 budget, and then at the same time you would also add 1.15 as an expenditure, as a, as an approved project.
1.15.
Correct.
Alderman Wilhelm, you have 1.5.
It does say 1.15.
Okay. So there is no additional cash needed. You don't need an extra $200,000 to do whatever.
Not from city funds. There, the water department will be asking, yeah.
Correct. All right, Mr. Ratzenberg, what's the motion? Or comment first.
The budget would need both an appropriation of an expenditure as well as the resource that's going to be used to fund it. The recommended motion to the alderman of the district was that the grant revenue in the capital improvement fund be increased by the amount of the expected grant from MMSD being $1.15 million, and then the appropriation to spend funds be also increased by $1.15 million, so the two match and no city money would need to be included in this particular project. And then the staff would be asking, is this an approved project that requires no further common council direction to make it move forward, or is it a project pending approval because our capital improvement fund maintains only two types of projects, those which are approved for additional work and those which require common council direction to continue to work on. So we need to know whether this is an approved project or a pending project.
So
So if let me ask Paul and Glenn one question. Am I understanding that what the appropriations in the 2018 are sufficient or are not? Oh.
I just have to make a clarification because I don't want the council making that. I did actually call both of them, give them a heads up. They didn't get time. I tried to get it done ahead of time. Neither one could get back with me. So I wrote up my own motion, and then I got the email in front of me when I walked in the door.
Well, the reality is that's what this meeting's for, so okay. Even though I would like to have it done earlier, if it doesn't, it doesn't. So Mark, sorry?
Not you, Mark, that Mark.
The burger.
Not the anti-city employee Mark, that Mark.
He might be the only right one.
Well, he's not.
Okay, so Alderwoman Wilhelm, what I heard them say
back.
Is the amount in the 2018 isn't sufficient and needs to be increased to the 1.15. So the motion would be move that capital improvement fund revenue and expenditure appropriations of $1.15 million for the Rawson Homes water main relay and storm sewer project be appropriated as a capital improvement fund approved project in the 2019 budget.
That's my motion.
Second.
The only thing I want to know is, in addition to the MMSD revenue, where are we going to do it? Are we going to increase the borrowing for the revenue?
This motion would have it all coming from MMSD.
At 1.15. Okay. Everybody clear?
Right.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Who's next?
Okay, I'd like to also follow the same procedure where it is appropriate to insert. I'd like to add a $39,000 expenditure to the general fund contingency number 5111 for the purpose of moving the start date of the 1.55 wage increase to 1/1/19 for any non-represented employee.
He beat me before I said second.
Okay. Discussion of that motion.
So
revenue?
This is the increase. I mean, this is the
right. So as it was worded as requested, it adds the expenditure. It would end up coming from fund balance, since you've already got the 1.55 built into the budget beginning July. It's not an ongoing expense. You know, we frown on those ongoing. It doesn't change our ongoing nature. We still have the roll up into the half year of 2020 like we normally would have. So it's becomes a one-time fund balance. And just to make it clear, because there will be some employees who might be unhappy with it, but either way you're going to have some. If an employee doesn't join WRS and suffer that reduction in their take-home, they won't be eligible for this added 1.5. So it's only filling those, as written and as requested, only addressing those who would suffer that loss.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried.
Aye. All right, so on page 14 of our packet, at the top has section 14, which basically puts the total dollar amount for the city hall improvement, the facade, the remodel, renovation. And I think just for the record, before I make that motion, if you looked at, staff, Mark did a great job, and I know working with staff, to put together a couple different memos that showed kind of the history of the city hall roof, HVAC, facade renovation. I mean, this has been going on for years and years and years and years. I think the one document was like 4 pages, and our one was a couple pages. And we had a former alderman. She showed up this evening and, obviously made some comments and made her position known. But for the history, I just want to point out a couple dates. And because it's budget time, I think it's important. When we adopted the 2015 budget, and at that time, Alderman Nelson wasn't here, we added, what? When were you elected, 15?
16.
The first time?
Gee, time flies.
Oh, one time. Okay, Alderman Barbara wasn't here either. But we put $500,000 in specifically for the City Hall entrance remodel. That was on top of the $475,000 for the roof. That passed in 14 for the 15 budget. And then in 2017, which then Alderman Barber joined us, thankfully, and we did not have Alderman Nelson yet. That was prior to that election. At that time, in the budget was $1.8 million, but it was labeled City Hall Roof Repairs. It was kind of misleading, but it did, in the document, clearly show, which included HVAC, roof replacement, and facade improvement. So that was adding the roof, which was $475,000, $500,000, and then the HVAC. That's when the HVAC appeared as a need as well. So, I've criticized this body numerous times of we keep on voting over and over for things until we actually have to say, let's pull the trigger and do it. And then we sometimes say, oh, what am I voting for now? So then, so we know this is what we're doing, $1.8 million. And in front of you, there's a document that's actually $1.775. So I guess I'm rounding up with 1.8, but $1.775 million. And then staff met on the improvements and the renovation of City Hall. They met. Whether or not aldermen were there or not, doesn't matter. They met. And they came back with us with two different types of options, with two different architects. One saying, here's the budget of $1.8 million, and if you want a more enhanced, higher quality, you're going to spend the money, let's do it right type of option, which includes another $600,000. So, no, there was no council direction ever telling staff, give us an option with another $600,000. They came to us with that. And this body, LeBert is shaking his head.
When I brought the architect contracts to you to hire two to do preliminary designs,
yeah,
we talked about whether or not you wanted two at budget and one above budget. So the council directed
all right.
That.
So I'm being corrected. So you did get our input on whether or not to come back to us with designs with higher dollar amounts.
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
So I was wrong, and that actually is even better that I was wrong, because we were telling staff to come back with a higher, with here's what's budgeted, and then here's something that has a, you know, a higher dollar amount. So you did what we asked, and I was wrong. I should I say that again? I was wrong.
Okay. I enjoyed this
Exactly.
Say it one more time, would you?
I like warm.
Whenever
I like
you're
warm,
wrong, I'd be
I like
happy
warm
to
mints.
You.
And so,
it was a front pocket.
All front pocket. So here's the thing: you came back to us. You gave us two different architects. You gave us at-budget designs, and you gave us above-budget designs, which we requested. And this body voted, and it was adopted, whether it's 3-3 in a tie or not, it was adopted to move forward with one of the architects at the higher dollar amount. And on this council, in this council packet, will be us going ahead with that contract. So in this budget, I just want to codify everything. And so Section 14 adds the $600,000 to the budget. So I'm going to make a motion to amend the ordinance or the budget to insert a new Section 14, which is clearly listed, as presented, and to renumber the sections accordingly as well. That's my motion. Is that is that acceptable, Mr. LeBur? Is that, you understand what I'm trying to accomplish?
I believe that's how it's listed on the in the council action sheet, yes.
All right. That would be my motion.
Let's do this right. Is there a second?
I have more discussion. I have a couple of questions.
Is there a second in the motion?
I'll second.
All right. Alderman Wilhelm waved her hand first, then Alderman Nelson, then Alderman Barber.
Well, I understand where we are today. Just a little bit of correction. I went back and listened to the original Common Council meeting, and there was a point where the mayor said, well, Mr. Berta talked about the HVAC, and at that point we didn't know what it was going to cost, and he said it could be, you know, a lot more than that. So we were talking about putting in 1.8, and the mayor said that 1.8 could be just for the HVAC alone, and poof, it's going to be gone. And so those were the conversations, and I had to re-listen to that a second time to make sure I heard both of them saying the HVAC could be just that alone with the air conditioning could just consume all of that 1.8. So I did confirm that. So just remembering where we started with this was the HVAC and the roof that were driving this. Also at that meeting, one of the things, and Alderwoman Mayor, she was here, she spoke about it. Alderman Mayor, Dan Mayor, talked about security. And he said it's going to only be a matter of time before someone jumps over the finance or the clerk's office, and he would like to see some security. Now, we were there for discussion to get what the alderman wanted. And we told you, and I agreed with him, Alderman Dandier agreed, all about security. And now all we've got in the budget is some key fobs and door locks. That is not what the intention of that entire conversation was, and we have not addressed that. And one of the things that Mr. Liberta said during that was